Good morning, my ladies and gents. It's your girl Clarina, also known as Claire J, and welcome to the morning inspiration piece of Chilling with Claire. I pray you all had a good night's rest and that your day is off to a lovely start. Alrighty, so I just want to talk to you all briefly on this morning about being wise during this time. Better yet, use your time wisely. Let's go with that. Use your time wisely. Okay, so a lot of us may be at home, whether it be self-quarantine or actual quarantine, or we just can't go to our jobs or whatever the case may be. I know with my day job, I'm actually working from home from the time being, so it is what it is. But this whole COVID-19 pandemic has caused me to be home a lot more, because a lot of the places that I used to go, I can't go now. And not saying that the places that I went to were bad places to be, it's just I can't go now. So for safety reasons, of course. But I want you all to see the silver lining in all this, to see the good in all this, because we know all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And use this time wisely. So if you're in a position where you have to be at home more than you normally would be, and especially if it's a safe environment, use this time to get your home in order. Get your house in order. And that's in regards to not just literally, but spiritually too. Get yourself in order. You can take this time to pray more, get into your word more, organize your home, get rid of the clutter. Donate some things if you can, or there's some things that you need to let go, go ahead and let it go. But that, like I said, goes spiritually as well. Declutter your mind. And there's a direct correlation between your surroundings and your mental state. So if your room is full of clutter, you may truly have a cluttered mind. You may be stressed. You may be depressed. You may be anxious. And you may have a problem with letting go of things. So you keep every single thing that you obtain. But just know that there's a time and season for all things. At some point, things will have to be let go. Things will have to be gotten rid of. Some things aren't meant to stay in your life indefinitely. Some things are there to serve a purpose for that given time, and then it's time to move on. But then also, in this time, organize things. Write the vision, make it plain. Get you some pen or pencil, some paper. Literally write it out. There's so much power in writing it out as opposed to just typing it in a phone. But take the time to just write it out. What are your plans after this? After the bans are lifted? After you can be out and about in public like you once were? What do you plan to do after this? What do you plan to do after this? Because in the midst of storms, in the midst of life changes that may seem uncomfortable at the time, great things can rise from it. They can. But it's all a matter of what your mind frame is, what's your mindset, and what are you trying to accomplish? What is on your heart to do? What do you have in your hand? What do you have in front of you that you can use and apply towards your later greatness? So some people are starting businesses during this time. Some people are really taking inventory of their lives right now. Some people are even taking this time to physically work out their bodies, because now you're in a position where you have to sit still. And in your sitting still, get in position to where you can hear from God and where you can make progress in your life. Like I said, organize some things, write some things out, pray, meditate, get in your word, study that business idea that you've been thinking about for months, but you haven't really put your all into it because you have to work, you have to go do this, you had such a long routine. So use this time wisely. Use this time wisely, and also use this time to rest. If you are a workaholic or a busybody, you know, use this time to rest and recharge as well. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you just need a break. But use this time wisely. And when all this has settled, come back out greater and stronger than before. All right, you all. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Reach out to me on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Rena Jean, Instagram at Clarina Jean. You can find your favorite spa products because you know these episodes are brought to you by Claire J Bath and Body Products, ranging from soaps, scrubs, milk bath blossoms, and more. And you can find those products at www.etsy.com/shop/ClaireJBath, the letter N, body. Oh yeah, and also you can use my coupon code THANKS. You like saying thank you? Thanks, for 20% off your entire order. And if you would like a new inspirational tea to add to your collection, go to my Faith Walk Apparel shop at www.teespring.com/stores/faith-walk. And also, if you are looking to purchase a home or sell a home in the Macon, Middle Georgia area, reach out to me. I am a licensed real estate agent, and you can contact me at 478-464-6084. Or you can go to our website, www.gatewayrealty-pros.com. And all this will be in the description of the podcast. I love you all, and call in and let me know what's going on in your part of the world and how you're doing. Have an awesome day and be great.